Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Really, there's only two stories on the front of the Irish newspapers this morning: Apple Tax and Kyle Hayes. I'll come to the hurler in a moment, but first to deal with Apple Tax and tell you what the papers are saying. The Irish Independent says spending of Apple billions to be election battleground. It's going to be a key battleground in the election for political parties as other countries clamour for a share of the money. Now, we're expecting it to take about 6 months before we can draw down the 13, 14 billion that we don't want, according to senior government sources. And politicians expect this to be an election issue. And of course, if you're a government party and you go banging on doors, people are going to say to you, we need this, this and this, and we have the Apple tax. So that's where it becomes difficult and embarrassing for the government. The Irish Sun: how do you like them apples? Ireland's sweetheart deal with Apple has ended up costing Apple 14 billion euro after an EU ruling, a massive windfall for taxpayers. And I suppose no matter how the politicians dress this up and explain the reasons why we didn't want the money, the papers are going with this is a big windfall for Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail: cabinet's shock at our 13 billion euro windfall. Apparently a lot of surprise yesterday morning at government buildings when the ruling came in. The government has been left surprised and shocked after losing its case, according to the Mail. Now with the general election hotly anticipated in November, the coalition is plotting how to capitalise on the billions more at its disposal in the new year. And of course there are pages and pages about how we should spend the money. I saw somewhere that if you wanted to treat the citizens of Ireland, right now, if you get the calculator out and divide the 13 billion by the population here, everyone for Christmas could get 2,600 euro. So imagine that. That could land into everyone's bank accounts, 2,600 euro as a little Christmas bonus for everyone. Extremely unlikely to happen. The Irish Examiner: Apple windfall will not impact budget. Budget. Finance Minister Jack Chambers has warned that the Apple money won't mean any giveaways for the public in the upcoming budget. Of course, they were going to do a giveaway budget anyway, never mind this, but he's saying that the Apple funding will not impact on the budget. And then finally on Apple, the Irish Times: concern in coalition at fallout from tax ruling on Apple. The government scrambling to control the fallout from the Apple tax ruling. Senior ministers insisted the future risks to Ireland's foreign direct investment model were limited, but some in the coalition said there are concerns it could add to headwinds for investment in Europe and Ireland from overseas. One government figure describing it in the Irish Times as a blow to the foreign direct investment friendliness of Ireland. So that's all about Apple in the papers. Another story in the front of the Irish Times I see: it's going to cost €1 million to police Leinster House. A growth in the number of protests, more Gardaí being deployed in response, and more street closures have contributed to policing costs at demonstrations outside Leinster House, topping €1 million already so far this year. And of course, further protests are expected. So they go through how much it costs to have policing at Leinster House and to close the streets and to deal with bringing in extra resources for Gardaí. Kyle Hayes is on a number of the front pages as well. The Irish Star says hurler Kyle faces jail time. And then the Irish Daily Mirror says Hayes could be hurled into jail. Hurling star Kyle Hayes is facing jail time after being convicted yesterday of driving at 150 kilometres per hour. The Limerick All-Ireland winner got a road ban as the judge said, "Speed kills. I'm actually trying to keep him alive." Inside the paper is a very interesting documentary going to air on TG Cahir tonight. And the papers pick it up this morning, including the Irish Daily Mirror, about how you can rent Airbnbs, not a bother, in the Gaeltacht area. But if you actually want to live in a Gaeltacht area, very hard to find somewhere to rent. 100 times more houses are available on Airbnb in the Gaeltacht than there are for long-term rental. More than 1,000 houses were listed on Airbnb if you'd like to go on your holidays in Kerry, Donegal, Cork, Galway and Waterford in the Gaeltacht areas. However, if you actually wanted to live there and rent, there are fewer than 10 homes. So 1,000 on Airbnb, fewer than 10 available for long-term rental. It'll all be explored. The housing crisis on Ireland's Irish-speaking regions will be discussed in this new TG Carr Current Affairs series, which airs tonight. And it's just incredible, the numbers there in Galway, or sorry, in Kerry, there are 543 Airbnbs. However, not a single house listed on daft.ie in the Gaeltacht regions for long-term rent. In Donegal's Gaeltacht, 225 houses on Airbnb and only 3 properties for long-term rental on daft. Sounds like it'll be a fascinating programme. I can't pronounce how you say Das Gaeilge. In English, it is Inspection, is what the show is called. And it airs on TG Carr tonight at 9:30, if you're interested in that. We have a survey of our favourite brands in Ireland. And not surprisingly, because of marketing and things like that as well, Coca-Cola is Ireland's favourite brand for the 20th year in a row. It's followed by Lucozade, Tato, Dairy Milk, Monster Energy Drinks, Avonmore, Brennan's Bread, Red Bull, Extra Chewing Gum and 7-Up. This is in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. The dominance of sugar-laden foods and drinks in Checkout Magazine's list is sparking an urgent call for more education to promote a better diet, according to Dr. Ava. Apparently, when the Mail rang Dr. Ava and read out the list of Ireland's top brands, she exclaimed, "Oh my God." Other movers and shakers, Clonakilty Sausages, moving up 6 places. Deep River Rock Water, moving up 5 places. Barry's Tea moves up from 33rd to 28th position. Kyo's Crisps and Flavin's, they keep their same position as our favourite types of food and drinks. That list, as I say, is in the Irish Daily Mail. Now, if you're a fan of phoning it in work, you're not alone, because apparently everyone's doing it. A survey in the Mail, more than a third of staff fake it at work to make it look like they're busier than they are. The trick is to walk fast and walk with you something in your hand, like a piece of paper or a book or something like that, and just walk really fast and people won't annoy you. The study found 42% of workers actually spend their time scrolling through social media when they're in work, and 41% admit handling personal errands during office hours. 36% of workers here admit to faking activity at work, and 37% of individuals say the pursuit of a better work-life balance is the reason why. This is research by WorkHuman of 1,000 workers. So obviously most people aren't faking it in work, but I don't also believe that people are tied to their desk 9 to 5, exclusively focusing on work. You have to have a little break as well. If you're a fan of EastEnders, in The Star we are told that essentially they've run out of ideas now on EastEnders because they need the public to help. So EastEnders is going to go live for its 40th anniversary next year, and the viewers are going to decide the outcome of the storyline. This is first of its kind, apparently. So they'll have a couple of different scenarios and viewers can choose how they want to see a love story play out. This is going to happen in February when EastEnders turns 40. And final story is a survey from The Eye, which is about how we describe the weather. And apparently young people haven't a clue what we're on about. Classic weather descriptions mean nothing to members of Generation Z. Only 5% of 18 to 24-year-olds use the term brass monkeys when it's cold outside, and just 10% talk about Jack Frost when it gets cold. The 10 phrases least used about the weather by young people, some of these I haven't heard of. I assume they're very English, or maybe I'm just very young and cool. In first is, "Here comes old Phoebe." I can tell you I've never heard of that in my life. Apparently that means that the sun is coming out. Also, "Mackerel sky," "It's slinging it down," "Jack Frost," "Brass monkeys," "Blowing a hoolie," "It's lashing down," "The heavens have opened," and "It's blowing a gale." These weather phrases going out of fashion. Younger people don't use them. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.